did not sleep in our clothes from the last episode. We're just actually recording a few of these in the same day.
Right.
Oh, a couple short clips. Yeah, because Jake is really insistent that we keep our videos to the right length.
That's right.
Wait, hold on. Jake? Okay, all right, we're on. All right, okay.
Back on track.
Okay. So, a lot's happened in the last 10 minutes since the last episode.
It sure has.
The sun started going down. This is an outtake. The other one was an outtake. This is actually the real thing.
Right.
We had to open the blinds because we have natural lighting in our studio. Mm. We don't depend on the man.
Right.
No.
This is us keeping on track, by the way.
We're saving energy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So today's topic is voicemail.
Yes.
So I'm excited
about this one, to be honest.
I am too. I mean, you know, can we start with the basics?
Yes. When you're searching for a job mm-hmm. and you have your phone number on your resume mm-hmm. and a prospective employer calls you.
That's the objective, right?
That's what we want.
We want that.
When that time comes, we want your voicemail to be set up.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, it's so easy. It's free. I mean, just. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, this is John. Please leave a message.
Yeah. Or even an automated one is fine. You've reached 503-555-5555. Please leave a message.
I do like that in a pinch.
You can. What I'm saying is make sure that you have voicemail.
Set up.
Is set up.
Yeah. Things not to do in voicemail.
Here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You call me.
Ring, ring.
Hi, this is Sally. Mommy's in the room.
You took mine.
Okay. Ring, ring, ring.
Hi, you've reached Mommy's phone. She can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message. Beep.
See? Okay.
It's super cute.
It is cute.
I'm a mom. I get it. But if you're searching for a job, it's all about being professional.
Absolutely. I mean, just until you get the job, just save the voicemail for the mom voicemail or the dad voicemail or the Martian voicemail. Right. Whatever it is, it's on that voicemail.
Or the booty dropping music, please.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Don't play music. No ringback tones. Unless it's like classical music. That's professional.
But even then, I mean, it's just like, just whatever you think is cool isn't during the job search.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not going to set you apart. It will set you apart into a little box that's put up on the shelf mm-hmm. that nobody ever opens.
Right.
That's you. You're in the box on the shelf that nobody ever opens. You know what that means? No interview.
No interview. No job.
No job.
It's sad.
Don't be in the box on the shelf. My God. Listen, man.
And I'm going to keep saying this. It sounds trite and it sounds like, oh, well, I don't want to work for them anyway kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not the point. The point is you want to get to the interview stage.
Right. Because if you don't get to the interview stage, then you can't turn down
that. You can't show off your awesome personality and how you'd be a good fit for the company.
Or even turn down the job if it's not right for you.
Exactly.
You've already been turned down. Right. You've lost at the starting line.
Mm-hmm.
Your shoes are glued to the track.
That's right.
You're back in that box on the shelf.
Yeah. And you're shoeless if you want to go anywhere.
You're shoeless.
I don't like
it. Give yourself a chance.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Here's, okay. So call me.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hi, you've reached Mary Marshall. I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message. Beep. Beep.
Okay. Hi, Mary. This is John, your future employer. I love your voicemail. We would like to invite you in for a job. Interview.
Nailed it. Yeah. See?
Yeah. It's that simple. Yeah. So we're obviously over-exaggerating for our viewers.
Yeah.
But again, since, you know, I don't know, 35 years in business. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Let's be clear. Voicemail didn't exist 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Modern business times, it does.
Yeah.
And these are the areas where people get tripped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just so happy we're talking about this.
Me too.
Anything else on voicemail?
Your voicemail is full. You haven't checked any of your voicemails. And when I call you, it says, I'm sorry, but the voicemail's full and it hangs up on you.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm calling from a number that you don't know. You're not going to know that I called because I can't leave you a voicemail. Make sure you check it.
Exactly.
Make sure you check it and make sure that it's not full.
Well,
because you could be missing out on a couple interviews.
You know, you bring up a good point because that, sorry, Jake, we're going to talk about this for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But the, I know. Okay. Jeez. Okay. We'll get this thing figured out.
We'll get it wrapped up.
The thing about voicemail in general mm-hmm. is if you don't delete your voicemails, you know, it goes to the detail. Mm-hmm. You're looking for a job and the voicemail is full. As a prospective employer, it's kind of like having a misspelled word on your resume.
Yeah.
You know, it shows attention to detail.
Yeah.
It just shows so much about you that may or may not be true.
Mm-hmm.
So remember to check your voicemail.
Yeah.
Delete the ones. You know, if you want to save the one from grandma that called like 7 years ago and you just got to listen to that voice every day.
Yeah.
You still got room.
Save it.
Mm-hmm. Save it. But the other 50 about your late video fees at Blockbuster events. Come on.
I wonder how many people will get that reference nowadays.
Maybe not many.
Oh,
there's actually one.
Surprised.
There's one Blockbuster left in the chain.
In California.
Oh, it's actually in Oregon.
Is it?
In Bend.
Wow.
I know.
We'll have to take a trip.
Yeah. I miss paying those late fees.
And by the way, Blockbuster is not
a sponsor. Well, they have one shop left. I would hope not. So anyway.
Well, they are in Oregon.
So. There's that. Yeah. So anyway, again, sorry, Jake. Any more on voicemail?
No, I don't think so. I mean, real quick. Sorry, Jake.
Yeah.
One, someone I was speaking with.
I'm just going to settle back and drink some tea. Sorry,
okay.
Jake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone who I was speaking with today, actually, is looking for someone in the job market.
I remember this.
And they have a stack of resumes that they were calling to get interviews set up for next week. And their voicemail was full. And she said, "This person looks great on paper. I'd love to bring them in, but I can't leave them a voicemail. How are they going to know that I called?"
Right. And?
And I don't think there was an email on the resume. So make sure you have an email on the resume too.
It just plays to that detail. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, here at Happily Placed, we have one goal. That's to help you get the interview and the job.
Right.
And so, these are great talking points. And sometimes what happens is the obvious is the most hard.
Right.
I mean, you lose.
Or just the little details that you just don't think about.
Right.
You don't think are important, but they are to someone.
Exactly.
Looking to employ
so,
you.
Don't be in the box on the shelf.
No.
I mean,
Keep your shoes on. Don't keep them glued.
No glued. They hurt your feet when they're glued.
That's right.
So, happily placed.
Happily placed.
At emeraldstaffing.com. You can send your suggestions, your questions.
Yep. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. And again, we did not sleep in our clothes.
That's right.
These are back-to-back episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm. And you are very laid back.
Thanks. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.